Happy Sunday and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host Lucky Pires here on www.goforgold. England beat Sri Lanka comprehensively in their World Cup encounter by 89 runs at the R. Premadasa Stadium yesterday. Put into bat, the English ladies made 253 for the loss of 9 wickets. Tammy Beaumont, 32. Heather Knight, 25. And Natski Vibrant, the captain, a superb 117 after being dropped when she was on 3 by none other than Prabodhini, who's 40 years old. And she was fielding at mid-wicket, and there went an easy chance, went a-begging. And when you drop batters like Natski Vibrant, you're asking for trouble. She went on to make a superb 117 and got England to a great score. A winning score of 253. As far as the other batters are concerned, I think the English were struggling at one stage because they were 3 wickets down for 109 in the 22nd over. But the Sri Lankan bowlers lacked consistency, except Inoka Ranavira, who took 3 for 33. Prabodhini was very disappointing as a player. She's 40 years old. She took 2 for 55. You know, 2 wickets, which was very lucky, but she conceded 16 runs in the final over she bowled at Natski Vibrant. And these are areas I think Sri Lanka must look at. And the fielding was appalling, the catching, unbelievably appalling. Well, the fielding in the outfield towards the cow corner was good, and at mid wicket was good, but anything inside the 30 meter circle was all knock ons. And it was very, very disappointing to see how Sri Lanka is faring, especially in the fielding cordon, because they are carrying a few old cronies, and this was evident. But credit must go to Inoka Ranavira, 3 for 33, bowled very well. All that Sri Lanka could muster was 164. They were bowled out in the 46th over. Asini Pereira, 35. Harshika made 33, and Nilukshi De Silva, 23. Harshita Samarvikrama made 33. She looked good though, in all honesty, but they had no answer to Sophie Eccleston, who bowled 10 overs, took 4 for 17, and out of the 10 overs, she had 5 maidens. Fantastic bowling. And of course, Natski Vibrant, the player of the match, took 2 for 26 as well. Charlie Dean, 2 for 47. So Sri Lanka obviously on the back foot. I sometimes wonder, and I think I've made a statement even in my script, that are we good enough to play in the World Cup, especially with such poor fielding and a bit of a baggage that the team is carrying. Right, let's go on to India yet again, because the second test between India and West Indies ended with India making 518 for 5 wickets in their first innings. Jaiswal, 175 run out, but Shubman Gill was 129 not out, and West Indies at stumps 140 for the loss of 4 wickets. Shai Hope is batting on 31. Well, that's it on our sports roundup for today, but then remember that today a vital game in India in the Women's World Cup, because India is playing against Australia. We keep our eyes focused on that. Look forward to your company again tomorrow. I'll play you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.